You're listening to Podketeers.
Welcome to episode 509 of Podketeers. This week we catch up on round one of March Mayhem and then jump into the announcements for D23, the ultimate fan experience. We talk about the week leading up to it and the events that you can attend. We talk about the big changes coming to a few of the larger panels, and we go over each of the Disney Legend honorees. We'd love for you to join the conversation on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, or YouTube, but we would love for you to join us on Discord. Joining the community is super simple. Just head on over to podketeers.com/links and click on the Discord button to join our community. Before we jump into the episode, we would like to take a moment to acknowledge a very special group of listeners known as the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that helped make these episodes of Podketeers possible. As part of the FGP Squad family, you get some additional perks like exclusive discount codes for Podketeers gear, additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, access to our happy hour calls when we get an opportunity to do those, giveaways, and more. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to check out podketeers.com/FGP. And of course, a super special thank you goes out to the FGP Squad for their continued support. So that's going to wrap up the intro. If this is your first time hanging out with us, welcome. We hope that you enjoy the episode and that you come back for more. And of course, if you've been hanging with us for a while now, welcome back, friends. Here is episode 509 of Podketeers. You know, I've been thinking a lot about the 10-year anniversary of the podcast. So I started thinking back on like old episodes and thinking back on like all the stuff that we've covered and all the things we've done and everything. And obviously for me personally, the last few years have been a little different when it has come to my park consumption, right? I went from essentially being able or having the energy to go every weekend to feeling like going once a year is a chore because of how much it takes out of me, right?
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to figure out, you know, like 10 years is a long time. Like, what are we going to do to celebrate? We talked a little bit about getting some t-shirts and getting some stickers. And we talked about getting some 3-inch buttons, right? Because when we first started the podcast, the buttons were like a really big thing.
Yep.
For anyone that's in the FGP squad that never got an I'm listening button, we modeled the button after the button, like the happy birthday button and all that stuff, the happy anniversary. I'm celebrating buttons there basically from Disneyland. Thank you for reeling that in for me, Andrew.
You're welcome.
We modeled it after those, and it's been one of my favorite pieces of swag or merch, whatever you want to call it, that we've had in the entire like time we've been doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. I was going through some of the old boxes of podcast stuff, and I think I have like 4 of those buttons left. So for the members of the FGP squad that weren't around when we were giving out the I'm listening buttons, I'll post it over on Discord. And if you're interested, let me know and I will send you one. I have some old stickers as well. But some people may actually have it. It's back in the olden days of the podcast, we created a shirt that looked like the old Disneyland marquee. And that's back when the tagline still used to be beers, cheers, and Mickey ears.
Yep.
And we ended up updating the tagline but the podcast evolved, and you know, when we started the new format and we got all the new hosts and everything. And I redid those stickers with the new tagline. And so I'm pretty sure that I've shown them to both of you. If you were at the last D23 Expo, which we're going to be talking about in this episode because there's a lot to talk about. There was a lot announced. If you were at the last D23 Expo, Andrew and I had little envelopes that just had a bunch of stickers and some goodies and stuff. And so if you found us, we just like handed you one of these like sticker envelopes.
I think I have a stack of them somewhere.
Yeah, nice. I came home with almost all of them because I forgot to post it when I got there. So we created all these envelopes. I got so entrenched in the lines and being there. We're like halfway through day two when I brought these envelopes because I didn't have them day one. Day two, I meet up with Andrew and his wife. And halfway through the expo, he's like, hey, did you post about those envelopes? I'm like, no, totally forgot. So the plan this year is if I'm able to attend the D23 Expo, which I'm hoping I get an opportunity to because I do want to go, it's to post those things sooner so that people who want an envelope full of stickers gets an envelope full of stickers from us. And because some of them will be created and made prior to, I'm hoping to post in advance so people know a couple weeks prior that that's going to be a thing that we're doing, because that was an absolute fail on my part.
Hey, you know what? Life happens.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Andrew, I like your shirt. It looks like a Pugetier's name tag. Hey, look at this.
Yeah, you know, look at that. Hey, that's a Quizzyland. I like that one, too.
So, yeah, we're going to be talking about the D23 Expo, all the announcements, all the stuff that happened over the last year, because there, like I said, there's a lot to talk about. Quick update. Look what I got in the mail.
Nice.
Into the Inklands. Got my little Illumineers trove as well. Ooh. This one, I think, is a little bit more random. I was having a conversation over on Discord about opening these. I have these, and then I have the ones from the first and second wave that I purchased. And I've been wanting to do an unboxing video for YouTube. So these right here, if I'm not mistaken, have the exact same cards no matter where you buy this. It's set up so that like it tells you the deck list on the side here. So that way you know exactly what you're getting. I think these were designed so that if you want to start playing, you have a pretty well-rounded deck to just jump into the game. Mm-hmm. And they have 2 to 4, I believe, of these complete decks that you can buy with each wave that comes through. This one is the more random because I believe this one has... Yeah, so here's the contents on the back. It actually has, like, some dice. I'm, like, all backwards here, but it's got, like, some dice. It's got, like, these placement cards. But then these up here are 8 packs, I think, of random cards. So this one will definitely be a lot more random. So I'm looking forward to opening these. I just gotta find a day to film that, but I'm ready to go. I want to open them because I really want to start learning more about the game, learning how to form a deck and everything. As of right now, I know very little about it because if you remember when the first wave happened, I missed out on it completely because of just the shortages that were happening, and it just wasn't really well planned. By the time that Disney finally caught on around Christmas of last year and they planned the second wave of releases and then this one right here, I was able to get my hands on some of the other stuff, the first and second wave, but I've purposely stayed away from like doing too much with it because I knew I wasn't going to be able to hold back on opening the packages. So I'm hoping that we could do this soon. That way, if anybody's interested in purchasing Lorcana cards or just wants to know about the game in general, we'll be able to tell you a little bit about it, and we'll get an opportunity to be surprised together as we open all of these packs. So look forward to that.
And you got to pre-order all those little sleevey thingies to put all your cards in, because I know you're going to do that. You got them on the ready.
They're right over there on that shelf. And you know what? I don't have a binder yet, but I will have a binder. I just haven't decided which one I want to get. The original one that I wanted was the Steamboat Willie one, and that one has been out of stock since Wave 1. So
you got a cricket, make your own.
You know, I could do that, except if you remember our cricket's broke. It's broken. Cricket, long story short.
You brought a second cricket.
But it's tiny. It doesn't do what the larger Cricket does.
I know. You could
I have
send
a Cricket.
Me the thing. Oh, or I was like,
oh, that's true.
Let us
that's
print true. It Teresa out
has
for you.
A Cricket.
That's true. That's actually a good compromise. Because, yeah, I'm probably just going to end up buying like a three-ring binder or another type of, you know, binder and just putting them in myself.
Yeah, then you just print out a page.
Yeah, yeah, it's not bad.
Hazen's cards with a star.
Hazen with a Z, right? Hazen's cards. The reason I got the little sleeves wasn't really because of Lorcana. It's because my son has gotten really into collecting Pokemon cards. Uh-huh. And because he's at the point where not only does he have a binder, but he's been sleeving all of them as he puts them in the binder, I bought like a pack of 2,000 in anticipation of him having all that he needed and me getting all the Lorcana cards. Because these are, there's a lot of cards. Like this one, like if you get just one of these, it has 60 cards in each starter pack.
Oh, geez.
So it's a lot of cards that you have to sleeve up and protect. So there's 120 here already. And then each of the booster packs that come in here have 12 random cards. Okay. I can't math that quickly. So 8 times 12. It's a lot of math. I'm not going to do it. But it's a lot of cards.
It's 96. I can tell you right
8 times 12 equals lots of cards.
Yeah, there's no way of knowing.
If only there was some kind of device that would calculate those numbers for me.
The only reason I know that off the top of my head is because I build things with wood. And plywood comes in 4x8 sheets of plywood. 8 feet is 96 inches. That's 12 inches in a foot, et cetera, et cetera. So 48, 96, I know all those few numbers.
I'm happy that you were around to do the math for me. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I'm useful.
No, all the time, Andrew.
Sometimes. All the time. Anyway, keep talking about your thing. Be on the lookout for...
So anyway, be on the lookout for that video. I'm super close to finally getting set up with the game stuff. I'm excited because I got one of the components that I needed to be able to do that. We're just trying to figure out how to also live stream it because this thing that we're doing isn't really made for that. And we've run into some issues during testing, but I'm committed to making this happen. Like, I want a game stream. And so I've been working tirelessly to try to make that happen soon. So that's going to be coming, especially considering that the way that I want to stream going forward is going to replace the old Zoom calls that we were doing with the FGP squad. Mm-hmm. Just to bring you backstage a little bit on what's happening at Podcateers Land. A couple years ago, probably three years ago now, we were doing monthly Zoom calls with members of the FGP squad. And as part of those Zoom calls, which we called FGP Happy Hour, we played Jackbox games, or we played different games, and we just kind of talked and, you know, sat there and made fun of things and whatever. You know, it was just conversations among friends, basically. And the Jackbox games were super fun. Yeah. And the idea was to bring those back. But I wanted to open it up to more people so that others could also experience it. They could play along with us. And the idea, while we were talking about this among us on the team, was that what we could do, or what the idea is, members of the FGP squad will be able to join us to play live. And but because we're going to be streaming it, anybody else can watch us play. So the stream will be available for people to watch, but the members of the FGP squad will also be players in the game with us.
Yeah. And so if you ever wanted to feel really superior and beat all of us at a game, all you got to do is join FGP.
Yeah.
Because I'm not very good at these.
And it happened a lot, by the way.
Yep.
If I remember correctly, Heather has the most wins on all of us.
Yes.
Albert, I think, landed in second place in wins. and then Miguel.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, like, who had the most wins. I know for a fact Heather, like, swept us pretty much all the time.
All the time.
So anyway, yeah, the games were fun, and we're hoping to bring that back in just a slightly different version. So, again, stay tuned for that. That's going to be coming soon. Anything else? Oh, March Mayhem. March Mayhem is underway. We are almost done. As of the recording of this episode, we have two more matchups, I believe, to round out the first round. Mm-hmm. Any surprises so far in what's happened?
Let me look.
Well, I'm out. My bracket is gone.
I still have a chance.
That's all I know. I'm like, all right, cool. Nobody likes
to root
for this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was already, I mean, I guess the Lisa one is probably the biggest upset.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to comment on any of them, Lisa versus Krusty, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So let me give everybody a quick rundown of where we stand. I'm going to be posting this over on Instagram. Once round one ends, I'm just going to throw up all of the winners so that you know where we stand going into round two. But just so you know, Homer beat Sideshow Bob in the first match.
Landslide.
Bart beat Mo. Maggie beat Mr. Burns.
Yay.
Lisa beat Krusty. Barney beat Dr. Nick.
Oh,
and right. Ralph beat Grandpa Simpson. So I'm still in this so far. And that's
Ralph's still in it.
And look, that is amazing because I don't think I've ever made it out of round one in any March Mayhem. Wait. There's only been one other one, and it's the attractions one.
Yeah.
Because I put Haunted Mansion as my winner. And so, yeah, I think there's only been one other one. But I'm pretty happy so far. We posted the, did we post it? I don't think I did. Did I post it? I don't think I posted it. Well, if you go over on Instagram, you'll find the post so that you can vote on your favorite as well. As soon as we're done, I'm going to post the next matchup. let's see. So yeah, March Mayhem is underway. So far, I'd have to go back and double check to see who's still in it because we had some FGP squad members. Some people submitted their brackets with predictions. Ooh. And I'm still planning on sending a little prize out to whoever got the closest or whoever wins. Yeah. And yeah. So, all right. We ready to talk about some D23 stuff?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Because there's a lot.
Let's talk about.
Rumble?
Unpack the box.
It kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
There's a lot of really interesting things to talk about when it comes to D23 this year. Where do we want to start? I guess the best place to start is announcing that it's going to be taking place on August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Mm-hmm.
There are some additional events and celebrations that are going to be going on as part of the Expo week this time. We had briefly talked about this at the end of last year, I believe, where D23 and Disney had announced that they were going to have additional days, just kind of extending the celebration from the weekend to pretty much the entire week. And so everything begins August 4th this year. And August 4th, we're going to have D23 Day at Angel Stadium. If you attend, there's going to be an exclusive Mickey Mouse bobblehead given out that day. On August 5th, there's going to be a screening of The Incredibles as it celebrates its 20th anniversary. That is going to be an outdoor screening that is going to be happening at, where is it happening? Angel Stadium? I don't remember.
Pearson Park Amphitheater.
Thank you so much. So mm-hmm. Pearson Park Amphitheater, that's in Anaheim, California. August 6th, there's going to be a meetup at the Packing District. The Packing District is not very large.
No.
This one?
That one's going to be rough.
Yeah, I don't know how this one's going to be planned out. Like, you got to plan a day at Angel Stadium. All right, well, that's an entire stadium. They're geared to have that many people show up.
Yeah.
A park screening, okay, maybe you can Uber there, get dropped off. But a meetup at the Packing District, oof, that feels like it's going to be difficult to attend.
Yeah. I mean, best thing is just to Uber from Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. August 8th, D23 Day at Disneyland. It says extra fun at the parks is how they are dubbing this. And, of course, August 9th, 10th, and 11th will be the D23 Expo at the Anaheim Convention Center. Anything surprising of these additional things? I knew that we kind of already knew that they were going to be doing the thing at the park. That was already kind of announced. We had an idea of some of the things that might also be coming, but now that we have an actual event list, what do you think of the additional offerings during D23 week?
Packing District. It's a cool place. It really is, but it is not large enough for a Disney fan base. It's cute, but it's not. I'm like, look, I don't even live around there, but I know that the parking situation is not ideal. So good luck. May the force
good thing
be with
it's
you.
On a Wednesday at 5 or whatever, or Tuesday at 5 p.m. So people will still be getting off of work. This one, yeah. That one, it says no ticket required. Fans can mix and mingle and get ready for the week ahead. D23 will also be partnering with Ravensburger to create a game night integration where fans can learn to play Disney Lorcana or try out games like Villainous or more. Villainous, Introduction to Evil, and Chronicles of Light and Darkness Falls. Hmm. More details to follow.
Telling you, with that many people and knowing what Ravensburger has done in the past at the D23 Expo, they gave out a limited edition Lorcana card that was only available at the Expo. I remember standing in line for that and being pretty happy that I was able to cop.
I think we stood in line together, right?
We did.
We did. I have that in a box somewhere.
It might be in this drawer, actually, as we're speaking. Let me see.
Talk amongst yourselves. The thing we do for cards.
Yeah, exactly. You can get that's the beauty about D23 is you get stuff, free stuff if you're willing to stand in line.
I don't have that, but I have this Costco card. Does that count?
Hey, that's something.
That is valuable.
You know, a big change that came to
Bob Gerstiger.
D23, there's a Bob Gerstiger, is they dropped Expo.
Oh, yeah.
From the name.
Yeah,
I didn't
just
even realize
D23.
That.
Yeah, the company, the name of the company and the name of the event. So it's D23, the ultimate fan event, as opposed to the D23
Expo. I mean, that's what we were calling it. I guess people were calling it that.
Everybody was. I think that's why they dropped it. It's just everybody's calling it going to D23.
Smart move.
That's probably how Comic-Con happened. They're like, it used to be called the Comic Book Convention or whatever.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, that's too long. Comic-Con.
I did not find the Lorcana card, but I did find this cool FGP keychain. So FGP Squad, if you don't have an FGP Squad keychain yet, send me a message and I will send one of these out to you.
I can show you a big bag of stuff. Hold on. Let's see. I think I have a big bag of stuff. Hold on. I'm going to get up.
I wonder if he's got the sticker envelopes in there. That's funny.
Probably.
Yeah.
Big bag.
I did find this messed up Walt Disney Imagineering sticker.
But I got to put my headphones back on and Hazen's talking.
What does he have?
That's not part of the big bag
of stuff.
This is all free stuff I got at the expo last time. I got this Donald Duck Funko Pop.
I didn't
really?
Get one of those. Was that the from the Amazon booth?
Booth. Yes. Oops. Ah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I whacked a microphone.
The line was way too long to spin that wheel.
It's like a hard plastic box.
That's nice. Cool.
Let's see. A bunch of lanyards.
I got those.
You never... parrot or shoulder.
Oh, I remember that. From the villain makeup booth or something, right?
Yeah. There's a sticker.
Nice.
Their card. This is from the Walt Disney Family Museum, Floyd Norman stuff. Where's the good stuff that's in here?
Dig a little
Hercules
deeper.
Pin.
Oh, I do have those. I have the Mickey one in here.
Disney Plus Day.
Oh, do you still have these?
Ooh.
Nice.
I opened mine.
I didn't open mine.
They weren't
mine.
Exciting.
Let's see.
What were they? Yeah? They were just characters?
Oh, yeah.
Strange World.
But do
pin.
You have? But do you have one of these limited edition original Gavin Otteson tiny paintings on the
I
back
don't.
Of his business card? Huh? Huh? Look
that
at that.
Awesome.
Rainbow Ridge, baby. Rainbow yep. Ridge.
Visa D23 Expo pin.
What is... Let's see.
Oh, that's a bag I bought. I forgot I bought that. I bought a bag that says Muppet Studios.
Nice.
It's on my...
See, we didn't have video last time, so I couldn't show off all the junk I bought. Thor...
Love this pin.
Yeah, there's Thor postcards or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Those are cool.
I'm going to be mad at myself because now these are just on a pile right in front of my keyboard. This is the Disney Plus pin pack.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Lots
I think I have that in
that
the are... in the box with the Podketeer spins, actually.
There's a bunch of little buttons.
Oh, did you go around collecting all the Pixar ones?
We did the best we could, so I have four. I ended up with four. Or no, three. One's Target. That was Spot from Target.
That booth
so
was
exciting.
Fun, too.
That booth was fun. I was trying to find a stinking card, but who knows? I probably put it in a different spot.
I feel like I may have moved it because it,
well, it's
it would have been here.
Postcards.
Oh, I got to find mine. Those were nice.
More Disney Plus Day buttons. If anybody needs a Disney Plus Day button, I got Disney Plus Day buttons.
I recently found a box. I gave away a bunch of the stuff, but I recently found a box from several expos ago.
Aha!
You found it. Yeah,
found
that one's
there
it.
He is.
Nice.
That one's it.
Mickey Mouse, the brave little tailor. He's got five shields and five other things.
Five other things.
Whatever that other five means. I don't know.
Hmm. I don't know enough about the game to fill that in just yet.
It was
yet.
Almost the last thing. Oh, and here's the Lorcana pin. There it is.
Oh, yeah. I remember we got that, too. I don't know where that is. You know what
I
did find? The pin that we got for the Marvel Pokemon Go game that was supposed to come out that never
came out. Oh,
look.
More Disney Plus Day buttons.
Ooh, Andrew is the Disney... Plus Day Button King.
Oh, wait. Another one.
That's funny.
I think that's the bottom of the bed. Oh, here's a Mickey in a security outfit sticker.
Oh, sheesh.
All right. I think that's the bottom of the bag.
You know what I also had?
Oh, wait. No, I lied. I also got just a little Mickey Mouse pin. I don't
oh,
know.
Cute.
Somebody gave me that.
That's cute.
All right. That's the bottom of the bag.
You know what I also had that I realized? Did you find anything else while you were in there?
Map.
Oh, hey. It's like Mary Poppins.
Another lanyard.
Right?
Stuff just keeps
plastic.
Coming out.
My pass from then.
That's funny.
Okay, that's the end.
So
okay.
I realized.
The bag was free, too.
Yeah. I didn't get that one.
Oh, no, because I bought the thing.
What
the game.
Oh,
the trivia
the
game.
The trivia game. It's this one, right?
The big gold and black one.
This one?
This is show and tell episode.
Nice.
Yes, that one.
Yeah,
I also
this is
have
a good one.
That same time was when Ziploc started sponsoring the Jungle Cruise. And so I walked up to the Jungle Cruise person. I was like, hey, I heard something about Ziploc. And they're like, yeah, here you go. And they gave me like a whole stack of Ziploc bags. That's that are funny. Like, the Jungle Cruise Ziploc bag.
Of course.
But you could never buy those.
I know. So I have a bunch of them. And you could still get them. So go to the Jungle Cruise and say,
you
can
get
I
them
have
at the park?
Yeah, you just go to the Jungle Cruise and all the people that have like a little satchel on them, they all have them.
I had no idea.
Oh. Yeah, they have
interesting.
Like...
interesting.
Jungle Cruise. Oh, no, I dropped a sticker.
Oh, no.
Ah!
Not the sticker.
Oh, no. The sticker's trying to run.
The headphones fell off again.
All right, well, the point is that when you go to the D23 Expo, there are all sorts of goodies that you can get. There's a bunch of booths. There's a bunch of presentations. And depending on the ones that you go to, you can pick up swag. They either have these keychains or pins. This particular pin that I showed a little bit ago was from the Parks presentation, Andrew. Is that what this one was from?
I think you just bought that.
No, this one I got at the end of one of the presentations at Hall D23.
Was that the same one where you got the freaking cookies or whatever?
Maybe.
That was the Parks one when they brought out the, what's the place going into downtown Disney?
Oh, from Porto's. Yeah. I think so. I don't remember.
I don't know. I didn't go to the Parks one.
So they give out all these cool things, and usually you end up with way too much stuff that you don't use, and I gave a bunch of it away. While I was cleaning some of the boxes out, I found some old D23 things that I wanted to keep. I found some of the Expo bags, like the reusable bags.
Mm-hmm.
I have like two of those, because I gave one away, that I can give out as like a prize or something if anybody wants one as well.
Six. I got six Disney Plus Day buttons.
We got Disney Plus Day buttons that Andrew has. If you want one, let us know.
Hey, do you want to finish your collection?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So anyway, let's get back to some of the stuff that's going to be happening D23 Expo Week or D23 Week.
Oh, it's a later me problem.
I know what it's like, man. I took a bunch of stuff out, and now it's like all over here, too. So
yep.
I get you. So for D23 Day at Angel Stadium, this is what the description says. It says, we invite D23 members to join us for a day of fun during D23 Day at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California, as the Angels take on the New York Mets. Don't miss the exciting game as we celebrate the countdown to D23, the ultimate Disney fan event. Help bring Disney magic to Angel Stadium with special trivia, hotspots, and more D23 fun. Plus, the first 23,000 fans at the gate will receive a one-of-a-kind D23 Mickey Mouse bobblehead. D23 members should purchase their tickets through this link only, which is the link that they provided, to receive a discounted rate and an additional D23 commemorative giveaway item. They don't say what the additional item is going to be, but I guess you get something else if you're a D23 member, which is pretty cool. More information about this screening. The information says, celebrate 20 years of sensational supers and fantastic family fun with D23, the official Disney fan club and street food cinema. We're powering up this celebration for an unforgettable evening, welcoming guests at the grandiose Pearson Park Amphitheater in Anaheim, California. Looks like tickets for that one will be $27 for gold, plus a $3 processing fee. General tickets will be $32 and a $3 processing fee. Those tickets will go on sale in May. It says that the event will include admission to the outdoor screening of The Incredibles, a D23 event exclusive commemorative gift celebrating 20 years of The Incredibles, reserved seating, an early entry to Pearson Park Amphitheater, and access to an array of food trucks and snack stands with food and drinks available for purchase.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nummy, nummy, nummy. Food and drinks.
Food and drinks. Anaheim
they really
meetup.
Thought of it all.
Yeah. So here's the description for Andrew read a little bit about what was going to be happening. So we'll skip over that one since we kind of heard what that's going to be about. D23 Day at Disneyland. It says, as D23, the ultimate Disney fan event, nears, we're sure you and your fan fam are looking at your fan fam.
Fan
fam. Fan fam. That's what it says on there. Are looking to make the most out of your time while enjoying the festivities of this grandiose gathering. They're really leaning on grandiose for these. As it just so happens, the happiest place on Earth is right down the block from this historic happening. And for the first time ever, this celebration is making its debut at Disneyland Resort. We are thrilled to announce that D23, the ultimate Disney fan event, is getting the ultimate kickoff party, D23 Day at the Disneyland Resort. Already a beloved destination for Disney fans around the world, it's the perfect location for the fun to start on Thursday, August 8th.
Where are you reading this from, Hazen? Just a curious.
This was on the D23 website. They had...
That's like weird because I am also on the D23 website, really? And I have a different copy of all of this stuff.
Oh, interesting. This was a part of their upcoming events section. I got a link for this one, and I opened it. Gotcha. It had all of the events with the calendar dates and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've been reading along. I'm like,
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, this one is everything just announced about D23, the ultimate Disney fan event. And that's the title of the article. It's all in caps.
What does yours say for that one?
It says, "Buff for the day at Disneyland. Before the magic of Disney comes to life during D23, the ultimate Disney fan event, guests can kick off the weekend's festivities at the first ever D23 Day at Disneyland Resort on Thursday, August 8th, 2024. Both Disneyland Park and Disney California Adventure will welcome ticketed D23 fans from rope drop to late night, featuring unique offerings for fans including a custom cavalcade, an energetic dance party, special photo opportunities, and more. Disney Junior will also join the festivities and host a music-filled celebration at Disney's California Adventure Park. And starting Sunday, August 4th, 2024, at the Downtown Disney District, guests will find special offers, decor, and magical moments. Disney Junior festivities will also extend through Sunday, August 11th, at the Downtown Disney District. Admission to both theme parks is available for purchase to all Disney fans. Regular theme park admission prices apply, and theme park reservations will be required. That's what mine says.
That was interesting.
In that voice, too.
That was
so, by the way, yours sounded way better than mine did. Way yeah, better. Like... but is yours grandiose?
No. They didn't say any kind of flourishy words at all.
Interesting. Interesting.
I wonder if...
They just have two different copy editors writing these two different articles.
Like Disney marketing and the D23 marketing are sending out their own messaging. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but really great artist in the Disney community, Hayden Evans, was the artist
behind... I thought you were going to say your name for a second.
No. I wish I was this talented. He created the artwork for D23 Day at Disneyland.
Oh, this like little like kind of like poppy kind of like curvy Carthy
circle.
It's
very Mary Blair. Yeah,
it is.
Very Mary.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. And of course, the D23 Expo. There's so much to unpack here when it comes to the Expo. Obviously, 3 days of different showcases and events and everything. This is where it gets a little interesting because, and thank you both for clarifying this for me, because when I first read the ticket pricing, I thought it was one set of prices for the Expo, and then the other set of prices was to add the Hana Center ticket to it.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that would go up like nobody's business.
I thought
price.
It was going to be like $600 per person to access this, so...
I mean, you can pay that much if you really want to.
I
there
guess.
Are options for you
I
to
guess.
Pay that much.
I
but
but I'm not going
to
because I can't, right? But so first of all, I just want to start off by saying thank you for lowering my blood pressure when
You're
it came
welcome.
To this one because, whoof, It was starting to get hot in here. My glasses were getting all fogged up and everything. That's insane.
Collar on the shirt. Ooh.
So here's the breakdown. From what I'm looking at right now, day passes for D23, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, are going to be $99. That is the price. You have to be a D23 Gold or General member to purchase at that price. If you want a three-day pass, it is $297. Now, the good thing about that, either the $99 per day or the $297, and this is the part that I was originally confused about, that does include the Honda Center ticket. So,
correct.
If you want the Honda Center evening events that they're doing, that's the packages that you want to go for. And they have another package that starts at $999, which they're calling the D23 Ultimate Preferred Fan Pass. And that one is starting at $999 because they have this map of the seating arrangement that's going to be happening at the Honda Center. Mm-hmm. It's going to be split for D23 Ultimate Fan Pass and the Ultimate Preferred Fan Pass. And so you could see that the very center area is going to be the Ultimate Preferred Fan Pass.
The section 100.
Yeah. And everything else is going to be standard Ultimate Fan Pass.
So you can pay up to $2,599 for a three-day ticket to sit in the front section at the Honda Center. $2,599.
That's a used car in many places.
That's a 3D printer.
That's a 3D printer.
Mortgage payment. That's all kinds
of
stuff.
It's a mortgage payment, yeah.
To go sit and look at Josh D'Amaro for like an hour.
Yeah. And Ryan Seacrest. Don't forget it.
And Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. So, I mean, so many thoughts on this, right? Andrew, off the top of your head, do you know how many seats the Honda Center has available?
So the Honda Center normally seats 18,300 people, but in this configuration, according to, I believe I read this from Scott Gustin, and I trust everything that he has to say, typically it was spot on. They are going to be seating 12,000 people in the Honda Center for this. It looks like they're using about, what, I guess that's around two-thirds of the arena. In comparison, Hall D23 at the previous expo was able to seat a maximum of 7,000. So they're getting close to doubling their seating capacity for these events.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that 12,000 is pretty close to the number of tickets that they will be selling, like to the expo in general. So, yeah, I mean, and according to this, the things to know on the D23 website, that wording is kind of strange, but if you get that ticket, you are guaranteed a seat at the Honda Center, and it will be this. If you have a 3-day pass, it's the same seat for each of the 3 days. So you'll get, I'm assuming they'll like print out like your standard. If you're going to go to the Honda Center?
Yeah.
If you go to a Ducks game, you get like a Ticketmaster ticket. I'm assuming that there might be some similar thing so you can like show your ticket. I don't know. It doesn't say, but you'll have your assigned seat for those three events.
Yeah, that's good. Unless you get stuck with some bunk seat that, you know.
Well, if you're buying the cheapo seats, you're all the way in the back anyway. So
yeah,
I'm assuming that they're going to be using more than just the like Jumbotron that's in there. I'm assuming they're going to be having larger screens and things like that, like for, you know, the production value of it all.
I would hope just so.
Like, you know, like concerts and stuff do. I'm assuming they hold concerts there at sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They do.
So the building is equipped to rig things from the ceiling, I would assume. So you should
I'm going to hazard a guess that there's going to be some big old screens you're going to be able to look at too.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say is a little bit of the advantage of switching venues, right? That in the hall at the convention center, it's all pretty much flat seating. They don't have stadium mm-hmm. seating. So if you were stuck in the back, it was really difficult to see.
You're behind somebody like Andrew, who's like, you know, real tall.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, in the last expo, I mean, I was guilty of this as well, but I did my best to try to hold the gimbal that I had
mm-hmm.
just high enough so that I could record what was happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there were people that had like entire iPads up in the air,
yeah,
you know, blocking the view for people behind them. And that has to be the biggest benefit of the stadium seating that's going to be offered at the Honda Center
mm-hmm.
for yeah. these particular events. Does it suck that you have to go to a completely different place a mile or two away to watch it? Yeah. Are they going to have a free shuttle? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, you
subject
still
to
have
availability.
To go, subject to availability, right? And but you yeah. still have to go to a totally different venue. And it's going to be a whole thing just standing in line to get in there again and finding your seat. And it's a whole other process. After an entire day of trekking around the convention center, I'm pretty sure that, I mean, I don't know how anybody else feels, but I remember getting through the each day of the expo just 100%
exhausted.
Yep. Just wanting to like go take a nap after when the expo is over.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're staying till the end of the expo,
mm-hmm.
you may want to budget in some time to go take a nap or something in between going to the Honda Center and, you know, breaking away from the expo an hour or two early, unless you want to just pound those energy drinks or something. You know, but it's a lot. I know the last every expo has always taken a lot of energy out of me,
mm-hmm.
which is why I'm hoping that I'll be able to trek around for this one for as long as possible, because the last one was hard for me. The last mm-hmm. one was really hard, and I wasn't anywhere near how I've been feeling in the last year. So we'll see. You know, we'll see how it's going to go down.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case, I'll get one of them Rascal Scooter things, and I'll just drive around
it.
In
yeah.
those Rascal
Why
Scooter
not?
Things.
Do,
we'll see.
Do it.
We'll see.
Do it.
It'll be nice.
Yeah, do it. Get one.
Do you want us to decorate it for you?
Hover around.
Oh, my God. Can we decorate it like one of the Paint the Night floats?
Yeah.
I get like a little Bluetooth speaker and play the Paint the Night Parade song and just kind of like drive
we
around
can do
in this
whatever
thing.
Whatever
oh.
you want.
Yep, we can
Sheesh,
make it happen.
I love it. I love it. I'm so on board with this. All right. Well, before we continue, I do want to take a short break to thank a very special group of listeners known as the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that helped make these episodes of Podcateers possible. For more information on how you can become a member of the FGP Squad family, you can head on over to podcateers.com/FGP. There you will find a list of some of our top contributors, a link to our Patreon, information on what the FGP Squad is all about. But of course, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us with any questions that you might have. We'll be happy to answer any questions. But being a part of the FGP Squad family gets you some additional perks like access to a special section of Discord, access to additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, random giveaways, game nights that we're going to be starting soon, being a member of the players playing those games once we launch that, and other stuff as well. So again, any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. But of course, to all of the members of the FGP Squad, we just want to send a huge thank you for your continued support. All right. So the big list of honorees this year for the Disney Legends ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the Disney Legends is one of my favorite parts of the D23 Expo. There was a short video that D23 released Yesterday, I believe, where Ryan Seacrest introduces all of the honorees. Ryan Seacrest will be hosting the event at the Honda Center. So why don't we transition over to watch that video? And then after that, we'll talk a little bit about all of the honorees.
The Disney Legend Ceremony has become one of the Walt Disney Company's most meaningful traditions.
It is.
Where we celebrate people who define Disney and who have made an indelible mark on the company. Established in 1987, the award is the highest honor the Walt Disney Company can bestow. It is reserved for the artists and visionaries throughout the company's history who have pushed the envelope of creativity, challenged conventional wisdom, and broken the restraints of the status quo in search of new possibilities and excellence. The award is a celebration of talent, a recognition of achievement, and above all, a sincere expression of gratitude.
Thank you, and I love you all.
Today, I'm thrilled to announce the exceptional people who will become Disney Legends at D23, the ultimate Disney fan event in August in Anaheim, California. Colleen Atwood in costume design, Angela Bassett in film and television, Martha Blanding in parks and resorts, James Brooks in television, James Cameron in film, Jamie Lee Curtis in film, Miley Cyrus in television and music, Steve Ditko in publishing, Harrison Ford in film, Mark Henn in animation, Frank Oz in film
there
and television,
Waka Waka.
My good friend Kelly Ripa in television, Joe Rohde in Imagineering,
finally,
and John Williams, in music. And I'm truly honored to be the host of the very special ceremony that will take place on Sunday, August 11th. Looking forward to seeing all of you this summer to celebrate these Disney legends.
Thank you, Ryan Seacrest, for that introduction to the Disney Legends. And so we have our own little presentation here where we wanted to talk a little bit about why each one of these legends is being honored this year and their contributions to the Disney Company in all different types of media, as you've seen. But Andrew, your voice earlier was just so smooth and sultry and so announcery.
It was.
Would you mind reading some descriptions for each of the honorees?
Sure, I can. I think I can handle that.
All right.
I was going to do all these in Don Pardo's voice, but I don't think you want to hear Colleen Atwood for like a whole paragraph.
Don't we, though?
don't we? Think so.
Because we do have special musical guests, don't we?
Special musical guest, yes.
John Williams.
I'll do the name, and then I'll read the rest of it. So we'll start with Colleen Atwood.
All right.
So these are from the D23 website. It's kind of like a condensed bio for them. So for Colleen Atwood, designing costumes for movies, both fantastical and fabulous, is like creating her own wonderland. This prolific costume designer has been nominated for an Academy Award a dozen times and has won 4 Oscars, including for her visually evocative work in Alice in Wonderland, the 2010 film. She was born in Ellensburg, Washington. She went to Cornish College of the Arts in Seattle, worked in high fashion retail design, and then went on to costume movies such as Ragtime. I'm reading this wrong. It says, through that world, Colleen was advised an unexpected opportunity to be production assistant in the art department on Ragtime. I'm not sure if this is the movie or the Broadway musical. It doesn't say. In New York, she was fortunate enough to align with many filmmakers such as Jonathan Demme, Michael Apted, and Michael Mann. She was introduced to Tim Burton and would become one of Tim Burton's go-to costume designers. Their first film together was Edward Scissorhands. She's also done work for Disney's live-action Alice in Wonderland and Dumbo, and also the upcoming Beetlejuice. That will be their Tim Burton and Colleen Atwood's 13th film together.
Wow.
She has a costume over 50 films and TV series. including Planet of the Apes, Into the Woods, Alice Through the Looking Glass, Lady and the Tramp, the Disney Plus version, and The Little Mermaid 2023. So that's a little bit about Colleen Atwood.
Perfect.
Next up on the list, we have Angela Bassett. And hers reads, it takes a strong woman to portray a strong female character, and Angela Bassett fits the bill. From her breakout role as a single mother, Reva Devereaux, in John Singleton, Boys in the Hood, to her portrayal of Fierce Queen Ramonda of Wakanda in Marvel's Black Panther, Angela's unmistakable voice, signature delivery, and grand presence command immediate attention. Born in New York City, Angela lived in North Carolina until the age of 4, when her family moved to St. Petersburg, Florida, the first black student attending Boca Ciga High School to be admitted to the National Honor Society. Mm-hmm. Angela went on to Yale, where she earned a BFA in African American Studies in 1980 and a Master's of Fine Arts from Yale School of Drama in 1983. She then moved to Los Angeles in 1988. Angela has portrayed many real-life characters, including Coretta Scott King and Rosa Parks, but it was her powerful portrayal of Tina Turner in What's Love Got to Do with It from 1993 yep. that earned her numerous accolades, including an Academy Award nomination and a Golden Globe for Best Actress, making her the first black performer to win in this category. She received 2 Emmy nominations for Outstanding Narrator for Nat Geo's The Flood, 2018, and the Disney Plus docuseries The Imagineering Story, 2019.
Yep.
And it was nominated for her 2nd Academy Award, this time in Best Supporting Actress category, for the role of Queen Ramonda in Black Panther Wakanda Forever. She is also the star and executive producer of the ABC hit drama 9-1-1. She also voiced Dorothea Williams in Disney and Pixar's Oscar-winning animated feature Soul, and received an honorary Academy Award in 2024.
Yeah. All right.
That brings us to Martha Blanding. Martha Blanding helped put the happy in the happiest place on earth. As the first ever full-time black tour guide, Martha personified the philosophy of creating happiness for others while embodying the principles of hospitality and courtesy Walt Disney sought to establish for Disneyland cast members. As a proud native of South Central Los Angeles, Martha was studying to become a teacher when she decided to take a chance working at Disneyland in 1971. Hired as a tour guide, she quickly attained full-time status and, within a year, climbed the ladder to become a VIP hostess, touring such notables as Diana Ross, Elton John, Olivia Newton-John, Cary Grant, and Cher, plus domestic and international government officials, including delegations from the USSR. Martha later became the first ever black female in management at Disneyland, as an expert in merchandise, candy, and film buyer for 9 years, and eventually as a senior manager of Disneyland Resort merchandise special events. In this role, she worked with world-renowned artisans, celebrities, and Disney legends. She also became a pioneering producer of the official Disneyana convention, a forerunner of today's D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event. As a co-founder of Pulse, an employee resource group for black cast members, Martha routinely served as a trusted mentor to fellow employees. Adding to her many firsts during her groundbreaking career before retiring in 2022, Martha also became the first black employee to commemorate 50 years with the Walt Disney Company, and now she becomes the first black Disney Parks employee designated as a Disney legend.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that brings us to James L. Brooks.
Celebrating March Mayhem 2024.
Yes.
With the Simpsons.
And Lisa Simpson and Bart. I'm not going to do it. Acclaimed for the character-driven, writer-centric projects that deftly combine comedy and poignancy, such as 20th Century's Broadcast News, James L. Brooks is a TV and film icon responsible for some of the most beloved entertainment projects of all time. Jim made one of the most impressive directorial debuts in film history with Terms of Endearment in 1983, for which the multi-hyphenate took home 3 Oscars for writing, producing, and directing. Growing up in New Jersey, Jim's film career trajectory kicked off as a writer for CBS News in New York. When he moved to Los Angeles in 1965, a chance meeting with established writer Alan Burns led to his writing for television comedies, and before long, he created the groundbreaking ABC series Room 222 in 1969 and Taxi in 1978. In 1986, Jim founded his production company, Gracie Films, where he and his team are trailblazers in the world of television. At Jim's invitation, Matt Groening created animated interstitials for the company's The Tracy Ullman Show, featuring a dysfunctional family that led to a full-fledged animated series, the first since the 1960s, The Simpsons, in 1989. I read The Simpsons in 1989. That was a weird sentence. There's a colon and then a comma and a hyphen. It was all kinds of weird. The longest running primetime scripted television show in history, The Simpsons quickly exploded into a cultural phenomenon. Currently in its 35th season, The Simpsons has won 37 Emmy Awards. Jim also co-produced and co-wrote The Simpsons movie in 2007. He continues to serve as an executive producer of The Misadventures of the Animated Citizens of Springfield and maintains that the series has not outlived its popularity, especially now with its streaming on Disney+. He is currently working on his next feature film for 20th Century Studios, Ella McKay.
Right.
Sorry, I'm talking a lot. I got a little drinky drink. That brings us to James Cameron.
You're listening to Podketeers.
Welcome to episode 509 of Podketeers. This week, we catch up on round one of March Mayhem and then jump into the announcements for D23, the ultimate fan experience. We talk about the week leading up to it and the events that you can attend. We talk about the big changes coming to a few of the larger panels. And we go over each of the Disney Legend honorees. We'd love for you to join the conversation on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, or YouTube, but we would love for you to join us on Discord. Joining the community is super simple. Just head on over to podketeers.com/links and click on the Discord button to join our community. Before we jump into the episode, we would like to take a moment to acknowledge a very special group of listeners known as the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that helped make these episodes of Podketeers possible. As part of the FGP Squad family, you get some additional perks like exclusive discount codes for Podketeers gear, additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, access to our happy hour calls when we get an opportunity to do those, giveaways, and more. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to check out podketeers.com/FGP. And of course, a super special thank you goes out to the FGP Squad for their continued support. So that's going to wrap up the intro. If this is your first time hanging out with us, welcome. We hope that you enjoy the episode and that you come back for more. And of course, if you've been hanging with us for a while now, welcome back, friends. Here is episode 509 of Podketeers. You know, I've been thinking a lot about the 10-year anniversary of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So I started thinking back on, like, old episodes and thinking back on, like, all the stuff that we've covered and all the things we've done and everything. And obviously, for me personally, the last few years have been a little different when it has come to my park consumption, right? I went from essentially being able or having the energy to go every weekend to feeling like going once a year is a chore because of how much it takes out of me, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so I've been trying to figure out, you know, like 10 years is a long time. Like, what are we going to do to celebrate? We talked a little bit about getting some T-shirts and getting some stickers. And we talked about getting some 3-inch buttons, right? Because when we first started the podcast, the buttons were like a really big thing.
Yep.
For anyone that's in the FGP squad that never got an I'm listening button. We modeled the button after the button, like the happy birthday button and all that stuff, the happy anniversary. I'm celebrating buttons
there
basically from Disneyland. Thank you for reeling that in for me, Andrew.
You're welcome.
We modeled it after those, and it honestly, it's been one of my favorite pieces of swag or merch, whatever you want to call it, that we've had in the entire like time we've been doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. I was going through some of the old boxes of podcast stuff, and I think I have like 4 of those buttons left. So for the members of the FGP squad that weren't around when we were giving out the I'm listening buttons, I'll post it over on Discord. And if you're interested, let me know and I will send you one. I have some old stickers as well. But some people may actually have it. It's back in the olden days of the podcast, we created a shirt that looked like the old Disneyland marquee. And that's back when the tagline still used to be Beers, Cheers, and Mickey Ears.
Yep.
And we ended up updating the tagline but the podcast evolved, and you know, when we started the new format and we got all the new hosts and everything. And I redid those stickers with the new tagline. And so I'm pretty sure that I've shown them to both of you. If you were at the last D23 Expo, which we're going to be talking about in this episode because there's a lot to talk about. There was a lot announced. If you were at the last D23 Expo, Andrew and I had little envelopes that just had a bunch of stickers and some goodies and stuff. And so if you found us, we just like handed you one of these like sticker envelopes.
I think I have a stack of them somewhere.
Yeah, nice. I came home with almost all of them because I forgot to post it when I got there. So we created all these envelopes. I got so entrenched in the lines and being there. We're like halfway through day two when I brought these envelopes because I didn't have them day one. Day two, I meet up with Andrew and his wife. And halfway through the expo, he's like, "Hey, did you post about those envelopes?" I'm like, "No, totally forgot." So... the plan this year is if I'm able to attend the D23 Expo, which I'm hoping I get an opportunity to because I do want to go, it's to post those things sooner so that people who want an envelope full of stickers gets an envelope full of stickers from us. And because some of them will be created and made prior to, I'm hoping to post in advance so people know a couple weeks prior that that's going to be a thing that we're doing, because that was an absolute fail on my part.
Hey, you know what? Life happens.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Andrew, I like your shirt. It looks like a Pugetier's name tag. Hey, look at this.
Yeah, you know, look at that. Hey, that's a Quizzyland. I like that one, too.
So, yeah, we're going to be talking about the D23 Expo, all the announcements, all the stuff that happened over the last year, because like I said, there's a lot to talk about. Quick update. Look what I got in the mail.
Nice.
Into the Inklands. Got my little Illumineers trove as well. Ooh. This one, I think, is a little bit more random. I was having a conversation over on Discord about opening these. I have these, and then I have the ones from the first and second wave that I purchased. And I've been wanting to do an unboxing video for YouTube. So these right here, if I'm not mistaken, have the exact same cards no matter where you buy this. It's set up so that it tells you the deck list on the side here. So that way you know exactly what you're getting. I think these were designed so that if you want to start playing, you have a pretty well-rounded deck to just jump into the game. And they have 2 to 4, I believe, of these complete decks that you can buy with each wave that comes through. This one is the more random because I believe this one has... Yeah, so here's the contents on the back. It actually has like some dice. I'm like all backwards here, but it's got like some dice. It's got like these placement cards. But then these up here are 8 packs, I think, of random cards.
Ooh,
so this one will definitely be a lot more random. So I'm looking forward to opening these. I just got to find a day to film that but I'm ready to go. I want to open them because I really want to start learning more about the game, learning how to form a deck and everything. As of right now, I know very little about it because if you remember when the first wave happened, I missed out on it completely because of just the shortages that were happening, and it just wasn't really well planned. By the time that Disney finally caught on around Christmas of last year and they planned the second wave of releases and then this one right here, I was able to get my hands on some of the other stuff, the first and second wave, but I've purposely stayed away from like doing too much with it because I knew I wasn't going to be able to hold back on opening the packages. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that we could do this soon. Mm-hmm. That way, if anybody's interested in purchasing Lorcana cards or just wants to know about the game in general, we'll be able to tell you a little bit about it. And we'll get an opportunity to be surprised together as we open all of these packs. So look forward to that.
And you got to pre-order all those little sleevey thingies to put all your cards in because I know you're going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. You got them on the ready.
They're right over there on that shelf. And okay. You know what? I don't have a binder yet, but I will have a binder. I just haven't decided which one I want to get. The original one that I wanted was the Steamboat Willie one, and that one has been out of stock since Wave 1. So
you got a cricket. Make your own.
You know, I could do that, except if you remember our cricket's broke. It's broken. Cricket... Long story short,
you brought a second cricket,
but it's tiny. It doesn't do what the larger cricket does.
I know. You could.
I have
send
a cricket.
Me the thing. Oh, or I was like,
oh, that's true.
Let us
that's
print
true.
It out
has
for you.
A cricket.
That's true. That's actually a good compromise. Because I'm probably just gonna end up buying like a three ring binder or another type of binder and just putting them in myself.
Yeah, then you just print out a page.
Yeah, yeah, it's not bad.
Hazen's cards with a star.
Hazen with a Z, right? Hazen's cards. The reason I got the little sleeves wasn't really because of Lorcana. It's because my son has gotten really into collecting Pokemon cards. Uh-huh. And because he's at the point where not only does he have a binder, but he's been sleeving all of them as he puts them in the binder, I bought like a pack of 2,000 in anticipation of him having all that he needed and me getting all the Lorcana cards. Because these are, there's a lot of cards. Like this one, like if you get just one of these, it has 60 cards in each starter pack.
Oh, geez.
So it's a lot of cards that you have to sleeve up and protect. So there's 120 here already. And then each of the booster packs that come in here have 12 random cards. Okay. I can't math that quickly. So 8 times 12. It's a lot of math. I'm not going to do it. But it's a lot of cards.
It's 96. I can tell you right now.
8 times 12 equals lots of cards.
Yeah, there's no way of knowing.
If only there was some kind of device that would calculate those numbers for me.
The only reason I know that off the top of my head is because I build things with wood, and plywood comes in 4x8 sheets of plywood. 8 feet is 96 inches. That's 12 inches in a foot, et cetera, et cetera. So 48, 96, I know all those few numbers.
I'm happy that you were to do the math for me. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I'm useful.
No, all the time, Andrew.
Sometimes. All the time. Anyway, keep talking about your things. Be on the lookout for.
So anyway, be on the lookout for that video. I'm super close to finally getting set up with the game stuff. I'm excited because I got one of the components that I needed to be able to do that. We're just trying to figure out how to also live stream it because this thing that we're doing isn't really made for that. And we've run into some issues during testing, but I'm committed to making this happen. Like, I want a game stream. And so I've been working tirelessly to try to make that happen soon. So that's going to be coming, especially considering that the way that I want to stream going forward is going to replace the old Zoom calls that we were doing with the FGP squad. Mm-hmm. The whole, just to bring you backstage a little bit on what's happening at Podcateers Land. A couple years ago, probably three years ago now, we were doing monthly Zoom calls with members of the FGP squad. And as part of those Zoom calls, which we called FGP Happy Hour, mm-hmm. we played Jackbox games, or we played different games, and we just kind of talked and, you know, sat there and made fun of things and whatever. You know, it was just conversations among friends, basically. And the Jackbox games were super fun. Yeah. And the idea was to bring those back. But I wanted to open it up to more people so that others mm-hmm. could also experience it. They could play along with us. And the idea, while we were talking about this among us on the team, was that what we could do, or what the idea is, members of the FGP squad will be able to join us to play live. And mm-hmm. but because we're going to be streaming it, anybody else can watch us play. So the stream will be available for people to watch, but the members of the FGP squad will also be players in the game with us.
Yeah. And so if you ever wanted to feel really superior and beat all of us at a game, all you got to do is join FGP.
Yeah.
Because I'm not very good at these.
And it happened a lot, by the way.
Yep.
If I remember correctly, Heather has the most wins on all of us.
Yes.
Albert, I think, landed in second place in wins. And then Miguel.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, like, who had the most wins. I know for a fact Heather, like, swept us pretty much all the time.
All the time.
So anyway, yeah, the games were fun, and we're hoping to bring that back in just a slightly different version. So again, stay tuned for that. That's going to be coming soon. Anything else? Oh, March Mayhem. Mayhem is underway. We are almost done. As of the recording of this episode, we have two more matchups, I believe, to round out the first round. Mm-hmm. Any surprises so far? And what's happened?
Let me look.
Well, I'm out. My bracket is gone.
I still have a chance.
That's all I know. I'm like, all right, cool. Nobody likes
yeah,
to root
I,
for this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was already, I mean, I guess the Lisa one is probably the biggest upset.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to comment on any of them, Lisa versus Krusty, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So let me give everybody a quick rundown of where we stand. I'm going to be posting this over on Instagram. Once round one ends, I'm just going to throw up all of the winners so that you know where we stand going into round two. But just so you know, Homer beat Sideshow Bob in the first match.
Landslide.
Bart beat Mo. Maggie beat Mr. Burns.
Yay.
Lisa beat Krusty. Barney beat Dr. Nick.
Oh,
and right. Ralph beat Grandpa Simpson. So I'm still in this so far. And
okay.
That's
Ralph's still in it.
And look, that is amazing because I don't think I've ever made it out of round one in any March Mayhem. Wait. There's only been one other one, and it's the attractions one.
Yeah.
Because I put Haunted Mansion as my winner. And so, yeah, I think there's only been one other one. But I'm pretty happy so far. We posted the... Did we post it? I don't think I did. Did I post it? I don't think I posted it. Well, if you go over on Instagram, you'll find the post so that you can vote on your favorite as well. As soon as we're done, I'm going to post the next matchup. let's see. So, yeah. March Mayhem is underway. So far, I'd have to go back and double check to see who's still in it, because we had some FGP squad members. Some people submitted their brackets with predictions. And I'm still planning on sending a little prize out to whoever got the closest or whoever wins.
Yay!
And, yeah. So, all right. We ready to talk about some D23 stuff?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Because there's a lot.
Let's talk about.
Rumble?
Unpack the box.
It kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
There's a lot of really interesting things to talk about when it comes to D23 this year. Where do we want to start? I guess the best place to start is announcing that it's going to be taking place on August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Mm-hmm.
There are some additional events and celebrations that are going to be going on as part of the Expo week this time. We had briefly talked about this at the end of last year, I believe, where D23 and Disney had announced that they were going to have additional days, just kind of extending the celebration from the weekend to pretty much the entire week. And mm-hmm. Everything begins August 4th this year. And August 4th, we're going to have D23 Day at Angel Stadium. If you attend, there's going to be an exclusive Mickey Mouse bobblehead given out that day. On August 5th, there's going to be a screening of The Incredibles as it celebrates its 20th anniversary. That is going to be an outdoor screening that is going to be happening at... where is it happening? Angel Stadium? I don't remember.
Pearson Park Amphitheater.
Thank you so much. So mm-hmm. Pearson Park Amphitheater, that's in Anaheim, California. August 6th, there's going to be a meetup at the Packing District. The Packing District is not very large.
No.
This one?
That one's going to be rough.
Yeah, I don't know how this one's going to be planned out. Like, you got to plan a day at Angel Stadium. All right, well, that's an entire stadium. They're geared to have that many people show up.
Yeah.
A park screening. Okay, maybe you can Uber there, get dropped off. But a meetup at the Packing District, oof, that feels like it's going to be difficult to attend.
Yeah. I mean, best thing is just to Uber from Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. August 8th, D23 Day at Disneyland. It says extra fun at the parks is how they are dubbing this. And, of course, August 9th, 10th, and 11th will be the D23 Expo at the Anaheim Convention Center. Anything surprising of these additional things? I knew that we kind of already knew that they were going to be doing the thing at the park. That was already kind of announced. We had an idea of some of the things that might also be coming, but now that we have an actual event list, what do you think of the additional offerings during D23 week?
Packing District. It's a cool place. It really is, but it is not large enough for a Disney fan base. It's cute, but it's not. I'm like, look, I don't even live around there, but I know that the parking situation is not ideal. So good luck. May the force
good
be
thing
with
it's
you.
On a Wednesday at 5 or whatever, or Tuesday at 5 p.m. So people will still be getting off of work. This one, yeah. That one, it says no ticket required. Fans can mix and mingle and get ready for the week ahead. D23 will also be partnering with Ravensburger to create a game night integration where fans can learn to play Disney Lorcana or try out games like Villainous or more. Villainous, Introduction to Evil, and Chronicles of Light and Darkness Falls. Hmm. More details to follow.
Telling you, with that many people and knowing... What Ravensburger has done in the past at the D23 Expo, they gave out a limited edition Lorcana card that was only available at the Expo. I remember standing in line for that and being pretty happy that I was able to cop.
I think we stood in line together, right?
We did.
We did. I have that in a box somewhere.
It might be in this drawer, actually, as we're speaking. Let me see. Let me see.
Talk amongst yourselves. The thing we do for cards.
Yeah, exactly. You can get like, I mean, that's the beauty about the about D23 is you get stuff, free stuff if you're willing to stand in line.
I don't have that, but I have this Costco card. Does that count?
Hey, that's something.
That is valuable.
You know, the biggest change, I mean, not the biggest change, but a big change that came to
Bob Gerstiker.
D23, there's Bob Gerstiker, is they dropped Expo.
Oh, yeah.
From the name.
Yeah, I didn't
just
realize
D23.
That.
Yeah, the company, the name of the company and the name of the event. So it's D23, the ultimate fan event, as opposed to the D23 Expo.
I mean, that's what we were calling it. I guess people were calling it that.
Everybody was, I think that's why they dropped it. It's just everybody's calling it, going to D23, going to D23 to, you know.
Smart move.
That's probably like how kind of like Comic-Con happened. They're like, it used to be called the Comic Book Convention or whatever. Yeah. And now they're just like, that's too long. Comic-Con.
I did not find the Lorcana card, but I did find this cool FGP keychain. So FGP Squad, if you don't have an FGP Squad keychain yet, send me a message and I will send one of these out to you.
I can show you a big bag of stuff. Hold on. Let's see. I think I have a big bag of stuff. Hold on. I'm going to get up.
I wonder if he's got the sticker envelopes in there. That's funny.
Probably.
Yeah.
Big bag.
I did find this messed up Walt Disney Imagineering sticker.
But I got to put my headphones on and Hazen's talking.
What does he have?
That's not part of the big bag.
Of stuff.
This is all free stuff I got at the expo last time. I got this Donald Duck Funko Pop.
I didn't get one of those. Was that from
the
Amazon booth?
Yes. Oops.
Ah. Nice.
That's awesome.
I whacked a microphone.
The line was way too long to spin that wheel.
It's like a hard plastic box.
That's nice. Cool.
Let's see. A bunch of lanyards.
I got those.
You never... parrot or shoulder.
Oh, I remember that. From the villain makeup booth or something, right?
Yeah. There's a sticker.
Nice.
Their card. This is from the Walt Disney Family Museum, Floyd Norman stuff. Where's the good stuff that's in here?
Dig a little
Hercules
deeper.
Hercules pin.
Oh, I do have those. I have the Mickey one in here.
Disney Plus Day.
Oh, do you still have these?
Ooh.
Nice.
I opened mine.
I didn't open mine.
They weren't exciting.
Let's see.
What were they? Yeah? They were just characters?
Oh, yeah.
Strange World.
But do you have one of these limited edition original Gavin Audison tiny paintings on the back of his business card? Huh? Huh? Look
that
at that.
Awesome.
Rainbow Ridge, baby. Rainbow Ridge.
Visa D23 Expo pin.
What is... Let's see.
Oh, that's a bag I bought. I forgot I bought that. I bought a bag that says Muppet Studios.
Nice.
It's on my...
See, we didn't have video last time, so I couldn't show off all the junk I bought. Thor.
Love this pin.
There's Thor postcards or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Those are cool.
I'm going to be mad at myself because now these are just on a pile right in front of my keyboard. This is the Disney Plus pin pack.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Lots
I think I have that in
that
the are... in the box with the Podketeer spins, actually.
There's a bunch of little buttons.
Oh, did you go around collecting all the Pixar ones?
We did the best we could, so I have four. Ended up with four. Or no, three. One's Target. That was Spot from Target.
That booth
so
was
exciting.
Fun, too.
That booth was fun. I was trying to find a stinking card, but who knows? I probably put it in a different spot.
I feel like I may have moved it because
it
would have been here.
Postcards.
Oh, I got to find mine. Those were nice.
More Disney Plus Day buttons. If anybody needs a Disney Plus Day button, I got Disney Plus Day buttons.
I recently found a box. I gave away a bunch of the stuff, but I recently found a box from several expos ago.
Aha!
You found it. Yeah, that one's
there
it.
He is.
Nice.
That one's it.
Mickey Mouse, the brave little tailor. He's got five shields and five other things.
Five other things.
Whatever that other five means. I don't know.
Hmm. I don't know enough about the game to fill that in just yet.
It was almost the last thing. Oh, and here's the Lurkana pin. There it is.
Oh, yeah. I remember we got that, too. I don't know where that is. You know what I did find? The pin that we got for the Marvel Pokemon Go game that was supposed to come out that never
came out. Oh, look. More Disney Plus Day buttons.
Ooh, Andrew is the Disney Plus Day button king.
Oh, wait. Another one.
That's funny.
I think that's the bottom of the bed. Oh, here's a Mickey in a security outfit sticker.
Oh, sheesh.
All right, I think that's the bottom of the bag.
You know what I also had?
Oh, wait, no, I lied. I also got just a little Mickey Mouse pin. I don't
Aww,
know,
cute.
Somebody gave me that.
That's cute.
All right, that's the bottom of the bag.
You know what I also had that I realized? Did you find anything else while you were in there?
A map.
Oh, hey, it's like Mary Poppins.
Another lanyard.
Right?
Stuff just keeps
Plastic.
Coming out.
My pass from then.
That's funny.
Okay, that's the end.
So
okay.
I realized...
The bag was free, too.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
Oh, no, because I bought the thing.
What
the game.
Thing? Oh,
the trivia game.
It's this one, right?
The big gold and black one.
This one?
This is show and tell episode.
Nice.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
I also
this is
have
a good one.
Around that same time was when Ziploc started sponsoring... The Jungle Cruise. And so I walked up to the Jungle Cruise person. I was like, hey, I heard something about Ziploc. And they're like, yeah, here you go. And they gave me like a whole stack of Ziploc bags.
That's
that
funny.
Are like, the Jungle Cruise Ziploc bag.
Of course.
But you could never buy those.
I know. So I have a bunch of them. And you could still get them. So go to the Jungle Cruise and say,
well, you
can
get
I
them
have
at the park?
Yeah, you just go to the Jungle Cruise and all the people that have like a little satchel on them. They all have them.
I had no idea.
Oh.
Yeah, they have
Interesting.
Like...
Interesting.
Jungle Cruise. Oh, no, I dropped a sticker.
Oh, no.
Ah,
not the sticker.
Oh, no. The sticker's trying to run.
The headphones fell off again.
All right, well, the point is that when you go to the D23 Expo, there are all sorts of goodies that you can get. There's a bunch of booths. There's a bunch of presentations. And depending on the ones that you go to, you can pick up swag. They either have these keychains or pins. This particular pin that I showed a little bit ago was from the Parks presentation, Andrew. Is that what this one was from?
I think you just bought that.
No, this one I got at the end of one of the presentations at Hall
D23. Was that the same one where you got the freaking cookies or whatever?
Maybe.
That was the Parks one when they brought out the, what's the place going into downtown Disney?
Oh, from Porto's. Yeah. I think so. I don't remember. The
I don't know. I didn't
I
go to the
Expo.
Parks one.
So they give out all these cool things, and usually you end up with way too much stuff that you don't use, and I gave a bunch of it away. While I was cleaning some of the boxes out, I found some old D23 things that I wanted to keep. I found some of the Expo bags, like the reusable bags.
Mm-hmm.
I have like three of those, two of those, because I gave one away that I can give out as like a prize or something if anybody wants one as well.
Six. I got six Disney Plus Day
buttons. We got Disney Plus Day buttons that Andrew has. If you want one, let us know.
Hey, if you want to finish your collection.
Yeah, that's true.
Go.
That's true. So anyway, let's get back to some of the stuff that's going to be happening D23 Expo Week or D23 Week.
Oh, it's a later me problem.
I know what it's like, man. I took a bunch of stuff out, and now it's like all over here, too. So
yep.
I get you. So for D23 Day at Angel Stadium, this is what the description says. It says, we invite D23 members to join us for a day of fun during D23 Day at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California, as the Angels take on the New York Mets. Don't miss the exciting game as we celebrate the countdown to D23, the ultimate Disney fan event. Help bring Disney magic to Angel Stadium with special trivia, hotspots, and more D23 fun. Plus, the first 23,000 fans at the gate will receive a one-of-a-kind D23 Mickey Mouse bobblehead. D23 members should purchase their tickets through this link only, which is the link that they provided, to receive a discounted rate and an additional D23 commemorative giveaway item. They don't say what the additional item is going to be, but I guess you get something else if you're a D23 member, which is pretty cool. More information about this screening. The information says, celebrate 20 years of sensational supers and fantastic family fun with D23, the official Disney fan club and street food cinema. We're powering up this celebration for an unforgettable evening, welcoming guests at the grandiose Pearson Park Amphitheater in Anaheim, California. Looks like tickets for that one will be $27 for gold, plus a $3 processing fee. General tickets will be $32 and a $3 processing fee. Those tickets will go on sale in May. It says that the event will include admission to the outdoor screening of The Incredibles, a D23 event exclusive commemorative gift celebrating 20 years of The Incredibles, reserved seating, an early entry to Pearson Park Amphitheater, and access to an array of food trucks and snack stands with food and drinks available for purchase.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nummy, nummy, nummy. Food and drinks.
Food and drinks. Anaheim
they really
meetup.
Thought of it all.
Yeah. So here's the description for Andrew read a little bit about what was going to be happening. So we'll skip over that one since we kind of heard what that's going to be about. D23 Day at Disneyland. It says, as D23, the ultimate Disney fan event, nears, we're sure you and your fan fam are looking at your fan fam.
Fan fam.
That's what it says on there. Are looking to make the most out of your time while enjoying the festivities of this grandiose gathering. They're really leaning on grandiose for these. As it just so happens, the happiest place on Earth is right down the block from this historic happening. And for the first time ever, this celebration is making its debut at Disneyland Resort. We are thrilled to announce that D23, the ultimate Disney fan event, is getting the ultimate kickoff party, D23 Day at the Disneyland Resort. Already a beloved destination for Disney fans around the world, it's the perfect location for the fun to start on Thursday, August 8th.
Where are you reading this from, Hazen? Just a curious.
This was on the D23 website. They had...
That's like weird because I am also on the D23 website, really? And I have a different copy of all of this stuff.
Oh, interesting. This was a part of their upcoming events section. I got a link for this one, and I opened it.
Gotcha.
It had all of the events with the calendar dates and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've been reading along. I'm like,
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, this one is everything just announced about D23, the ultimate Disney fan event. And that's the title of the article. It's all in caps.
What does yours say for that one?
It says, buff for the day at Disneyland.